From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, now that former Vermont Governor Howard Dean is out of the Democratic race, what are all the passionate young Deaniac fans going to do? First, though, with all the attention the media has been paying to the Democrats, we've overlooked the other person who's going to be in this campaign, and that is President George W. Bush. But he's not overlooked the campaign. Joining us from the White House is NPR's Don Gagne. Don, the president's been denying that he's actually campaigning, but he is out there, isn't he?
He is indeed. Over the weekend, he was out meeting with the NASCAR Nation on Sunday in Florida. It was the big Daytona 500 race where he got to say, "Gentlemen, start your engines." The White House says it was not a campaign event, but it sure felt a lot like one. There was a GOP van there parked at the venue. It was red, white, and blue, of course. It was registering voters. If we look at other things that have been on his schedule for the past month or so, 2 days after the South Carolina primary, he was down in Charleston talking about Homeland Security with a Coast Guard cutter as a backdrop. And as this controversy continues over the president's own Texas Air National Guard service, he suddenly shows up this week at Fort Polk in Louisiana to pose with Guard members who are ready to ship off to Iraq, some of them, and he's praising their service and the National Guard in general. So, right, the White House insists none of this is political, that it's just the president going around the country talking about various important topics, as a president should do, and that any timing of events to match primaries or whatever is coincidental. So there it is.
We'll have more on the National Guard issue in a moment with our friend Christopher Caldwell. But first, how about the campaign issues, the real issues of the campaign? What is the president saying about jobs and security and that sort of thing?
More than anything, he's talking about his leadership. And even though weapons of mass destruction have not been found in Iraq, he talks about how in a post-9/11 world, a president has to be ready to make decisions based on the best evidence to protect the American people. So that has been and will continue to be a primary theme of this campaign. More and more, though, you're right, Democrats are talking about the economy. So the president talks about that a great deal, too. There's an event here on that topic at the White House. He's meeting with a group of taxpayers. He's mostly trying to paint an upbeat, optimistic picture. Here's the president in the Oval Office yesterday, where he was holding a photo op with the president of Tunisia.
Pleased by the fact that since August there's been 366,000 new jobs in one survey. There's another survey called the Household Account that's been more optimistic. But I'm mindful there are still people looking for work, and we've got to continue work building on the progress we've made so far.
How's the president's campaign organization reacting to all the coverage of the Democrats?
They're holding conference calls in places like Ohio to preemptively address some of the attacks that will be coming as Democratic primary schedule moves along. Bush surrogates like Cincinnati Congressman Rob Portman are talking to reporters. So they're very active, though what we will see in the months ahead is more national ads and more big ads on television in targeted states. And they say, well, this is the Democrats' time, this is the primary, but the president will be out there in a big way with his message.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
My pleasure.